Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
I'm your host, Jeff Thomas, right here on the Jeff Thomas Show. Man, I want to thank everybody for tuning into our show today. Ooh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I know y'all seen that presidential debate, man. I mean, come on. That was some hot trash. Let's just call it like it was. It was comical at best. And I think that probably was the most watched debate, at least in modern times. I mean, that to see Donald Trump and Joe Biden go at it like that was just absolutely hilarious. But we're going to talk about that as well. Also, the Breonna Taylor situation. There's some developments that have come out as of late, and we'll discuss that as well. And then I'm going to talk about the NBA Finals. That's right. Man, LeBron James is back in it again. I mean, I guess somebody got to be in it. Might as well be LeBron. We'll talk about the NBA Finals. And then I'm going to give you my NFL picks for this weekend. Of course, y'all know football kicks off tonight with the NFL game. So we'll talk about that as well. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. If you want to follow our show, you can follow us on Facebook at The Jeff Thomas Show, on Facebook, Instagram, The Jeff Thomas Show, and Twitter is Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you get in there. You can download our podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening from Blog Talk Radio, you can download it on iTunes, Stitcher, as well as Spotify, and any place else where you find your podcast. Make sure you tune in and you lock into the Jeff Thomas Show, man. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. That's if you want to catch us at the exact time, but you know you can always go back on the podcast and listen while you're at work, at your leisure, you're reading your book, just want to kind of kick back and chill. Check me out, and man, got a lot of stuff going on today, and I want to jump right into it. I want to talk about this presidential debate that happened on this last Tuesday. If I'm looking at this, and I have to admit, this thing to me looked like a reality show that Donald Trump was actually producing. Because when I looked at this show, because I'm going to call it a show, because it wasn't a presidential debate, because a debate means that you're actually listening to both sides and you're thinking and you're articulating and you're giving responses to what they say and they make logical sense and you have some kind of courtesy. This thing was I don't want to curse. I'm not going to curse. Well, maybe I have to just for this. It was a shit show. I just have to say that. Okay, that's it. I owe $3 to my wife. I've cursed 3 times since the podcast started, so I got to put a dollar in the jar. All right. But this thing here, I mean, I could not believe it. You had Donald Trump, who was insulting this man's kids. I mean, he talked about his son being on cocaine. He talked about his son. I thought kids was off limits. I mean, you would think kids would be off limits, but Donald Trump, you know, there's a saying, when they go low, we go high. But sometimes when they go low, you got to go low too. You have to. And so in this particular case, Donald Trump went low and Joe Biden went low because he had to. And I said this 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton ran for president. And I had watched The Celebrity Apprentice. I was a fan of the show. And I recall just Donald Trump's disposition on there. And when he got to the debates against Hillary, I said to myself, if Hillary doesn't go low with Donald Trump, she's going to lose the election. And she did. You have to be able to verbally spar with him if you want to win. Because his supporters only know that. They could care less about Donald Trump's policies, what he's accomplished for the country. Because most of his supporters, what he does doesn't apply to them. I mean, a lot of them are middle class or lower middle class to lower class. So when he speaks to them, hey, you know, they just like his racist rhetoric that we saw on that debate as well. We did see him, you know, the Proud Boys. Everybody's talking about the Proud Boys. I'm like, man, I don't care about no Proud Boys guys walking around with tiki torches. Man, I don't care about that foolishness. Ain't nobody scared of them anyway. So, you know, this guy, he went low on Joe Biden's son, who passed away. And when I listened to it, I said, well, what is actually happening? What are these two talking about that's going to lead us to the next 10 years, I would say. Of course, you got four, but their policies are going to affect us at least for the next 8 to 10 years. So if I'm voting Donald Trump, I know I'm not getting nothing for the next 4 years. It's not going to happen. With Joe Biden, I just don't know. But I'm looking at both of these guys. Both of them are old as I don't know what. And they're over, no disrespect to anybody that's in their 70s. Man, these dudes. And Joe, a couple of times, I know Joe has a stuttering problem. Joe kind of forgot some of his points. What if Joe forgets something in the office? He forgets to go back. He didn't push the button on something and, he goes to sleep. I just don't know. So I feel a certain kind of way about this debate. I don't think if you have young children that's looking at this to learn anything educationally, you didn't learn anything. Nothing was learned. It was an episode of a reality show. And that's all it was. It was a reality show played out throughout the world, throughout the United States. If I'm with a country looking inside the United States, outside of America, I can't. I'm just sorry. I can't. I can't support what America's doing. I mean, it just looked ridiculous to me. So I don't know. And I know you all have to. There's no way anybody with any, kind of inkling of thought in their brain could think that was a debate that you actually got something from. You came away from it saying, you know what? I'm going to vote for Joe because XYZ. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because of XYZ. You just didn't get that. He constantly interrupted Joe Biden. I mean, I'm like, Chris Matthews, what are you doing as the moderator? And here's the other thing. Why didn't they shut his mic off? Because they have that capability to shut his mic off. And I was trying to figure out, why didn't they at any point say, you know what, Donald, President Trump, or whatever you want to call him, your mic is cut. Because you agreed to give everybody to hit their 2 minutes, and you had your opportunity to respond. And I mean, Joe had to go. Joe called the man a clown. I mean, Joe Biden, he just went all the way. And we know Joe's been, he's been in political, office and that career for over 40 years. He had to go low. Because Donald Trump, that's the only way he knows. That's the only way the people, his constituency and his supporters, that's what they know. They could care less about anything else. Just as long as Donald Trump is carrying that flag. And I will say it, that flag is that flag of racism. He spews that. He could not denounce the KKK. It couldn't come out of his mouth. It could not come out of his mouth. They pressed him. Both Matthews and Biden pressed him just to just say it. Just say it, Donald. He could not say it, which was ridiculous. I mean, he couldn't even laugh at that. You see, I mean, that the one thing he was being truthful about was that. Very truthful. He could not denounce his racist constituency. Go figure on that. He lies about a lot of different things, but that's the one thing he did not lie about. He could not denounce him. Now, old Joe, he had a couple of things there, and that the super predator thing, okay, that, we know Joe's policy and how it set back the African-American community, because it did. We talk about the drug laws and the harsh drug laws that was placed on a lot of African-American men and women. Who spent 20 years in jail for having an ounce of weed or an ounce of crack cocaine and things like that. And that sentence warranted 20 years. And we know how that decimated and destroyed the African-American community, because it did, because it definitely did. But Joe, you got some work to do. And Kamala Harris, if she's going to run, she's your running mate. You all have some work to do, because now, and I feel a certain kind of way, like, what is the future of this country? Are the American people being cheated? And I truly believe so, because on surface, you don't know what's going on. We have COVID-19, which has killed, over 200,000 people in the United States, 200,000 people in the United States. And it's been 1 million worldwide. So just go figure. That's like 20% of the COVID cases have come out of the United States of America. Deaths. That's crazy. And, you got a president that said, and this is when you're thinking about, and I'm thinking about Chris Matthews and the question he could have countered when the president was saying things like, it would have been worse. And he talked about it. And I'm saying to myself, how could it have been worse? If he, and this was a study out of Johns Hopkins University, If we would have wore masks when the time in February when Donald Trump first knew about this, 80% of the deaths from COVID-19 would have been prevented. 80%. Talking about 200,000 people. If we would have just wore masks back then, where's the panic? Should have been one person died. Not even one. Okay, and if somebody has to, it shouldn't be 200,000 people to date in a 6-month period. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. So don't give me this foolishness. Anybody that buys that we would have went into a panic and all people would have. No, that's crazy. We've had SARS. We've had all this other stuff that has come through. People panic and people put their mask on or whatever they had to do. People are resilient. They know how to take care of things. But now everything is in a cluster mess because we didn't do anything early on to prevent it. So now the economy shut down. The economy is shut down because of the president. And he's talking about Joe wants to shut it down. It's shut down because of you. And you're the business mind. Common sense would have told you, hey, have people put on a mask. This is a public health crisis that turned into a pandemic worldwide. So people, when you're talking about voting, I mean, how are we going to clean up this COVID mess? And everybody's talking about there's a vaccine that's coming. Yeah, okay. Who they testing it on? That's what I want to know. You got people now in fear of taking flu shots. Some people don't even want to go take the flu shots. They don't want to do it. Why? I mean, because you don't know what you're going to get now. So when the COVID vaccine comes out, how many people are going to, I mean, show of hands, and of course I can't see you all, but I would love to see how many people are going to go and get that COVID vaccine shot. Who's going to be on the first wave? Because, hey, I know I'd be a little leery of it. Be a little nervous behind it. I'm just saying. It's a very difficult thing to ask people to do because there's so much mistrust of our government. He talked about the forest. President Trump talked. This is what I'm talking about, American people being cheated. He talked about the forest in California and how, oh, that was such an issue. They don't manage it right. They don't do these things. He's been to all these other countries and they did X, Y, Z and they managed their forest. But you're the president. That falls under you. President Obama's not the president anymore, cuz. He's not. You're the president, so you're responsible. You want to take credit for the good things, but you want to give credit to the bad things to the previous administration. I don't think so. So we're talking about American people being cheated. Then you need to go out there, and then you need to make sure that California's up to par. If that's what you're saying. If you've been all over these places and walked in all these forests, which you're probably lying about that. Just like you lied on the poor. I mean, this guy just throws out things. You lied on the sheriff in Portland. Sheriff in Portland came out the next day and said, I never support Donald Trump and never will. But he just threw that out there when he was talking about the protests and the crime. He said, that day, he said, the sheriff in Portland, Oregon, just came out and supported him. Sheriff came out immediately and said, man, I ain't support that fool. Y'all got to pay attention, man, to what's being said, what's being done, unless you want to be willfully ignorant. If you want to be willfully ignorant and remain ignorant based on the things that are happening, then that's on you. That's on you. But you want to see this country. Just think about this. The next 100 to 150 years, what are our kids, what are our grandkids, great-grandchildren, what are they going to say about this country? What's going to be their remarks? They're going to look at this stuff and say, are you kidding me? That was actually happening back then? That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Some of the mindsets, some of the thoughts, just like we look back on some of the things that happened during the black codes and slavery and all those sort of things. And we look about how could people actually do that kind of stuff? Because it's deplorable. It's deplorable. We got a lot of stuff to think about in this country. When I said the American people being cheated, I think we are being cheated, but I think we need to stand up. I think we need to go to the polls. I think we need to vote. I think if you're not satisfied with Joe Biden, you need to let him know. He needs to know what's going on. He needs to know what's happening. And we need to hold him accountable. We need to hold the Democrats accountable for the things that they have not done. And I talked about this on Tuesday. They have not invested in the African-American community. Not at all. They've taken our votes for granted. And so since you take our vote for granted, it's just not guaranteed to you. You're going to have to do some groundwork, and you should do groundwork from here on into the future, as long as we decide to vote that way. But African-Americans, I will say this to us as a group. We need to know where our vote is going. our issues need to be addressed because we're not separate. And I want to tell people, you know, outside of our culture and our race, they don't see us differently. The one thing that binds us together is the race. Always remember that. We don't all think the same. But the one thing that does keep us together is our color of our skin. And you have to always remember that. That's a key. That's key. I don't care what people say. Yeah, not all black people think alike. That's true. Some black people are Republicans. But just know when it all goes down, we're all the same color. And that's not to say that you be racist, but I got to understand your station in this world and in this country. Hey, listen, this is your man, Jeff Thomas on the Jeff Thomas Show. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Make sure you download our podcast. You can follow our show page right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can download it as well. You can download it on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, The Jeff Thomas Show. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at The Jeff Thomas Show on Instagram as well. And anywhere else where you find your podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, we're on all those different formats. Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff, man, going on. You kind of hope that people come to some senses, you know, mentally and kind of not look surface level on things because, you know, there's so many subliminal messages that come out. And the media, of course, is a big part of that. You know, if you watch a lot of television shows today, you'll see a lot of subliminal messages that are being spewed out to people. And a lot of people don't necessarily understand it from face value. But if you look deep into it, the messages that are being spewed out are really, really deep and really, really interesting. So that's why you have to always keep your mind and ask questions. Ask why. And I think if we ask why as a people, we won't get cheated out of what we should have. There should be no poor people. There should be nobody struggling at all. That should not happen. And we live in a country where we have poor people. We have a permanent underclass. That should not be. And I don't care who the president has been. That's been the last, since I've been living, that's how it's been. And it should not be that way. And I don't subscribe to the theory where there has to be some poor people. It absolutely does not have to be poor people or people struggling. It does not have to be that way. So, when we get into those sort of conversations and we're talking about the presidential debates that just happened and we absolutely got nothing out of it at all. Nothing. But a ratings bonanza for the television stations that hosted it. And Fox was the host, although it came on all the different stations, Fox was the host. So, you know, when you look at that, it's just crazy. I want to transition over. I want to talk about Breonna Taylor, and I talked about her a lot last week, and you know, this is, I get upset when I see certain things like this, and I'm not knocking all police officers, because I know a lot of great police officers that do a lot of great things and that are positive in their communities. But when you have police officers who are rogue police officers, they make it bad for everybody else. And you had the police officers down in Louisville, Kentucky, and of course, for people who may not know, the Attorney General Daniel Cameron now has to release the transcripts from the grand jury. And so now people want to know if he enacted justice on his own or what did he present to the grand jury? Now, I just recently looked and I looked on Vice News. They show body cam footage from the SWAT team that came in. And one of the police officers, there's policies in place when you have officer involved shootings, and there's protocols in place that take place when these things happen. Well, apparently one of the police officers tried to come back on the crime scene. Why is he coming back in the crime scene? Why is he trying to come in there? What was his motive? So the officer whose body cam was on told him he had to step out, and they have a policy in Louisville, Kentucky, that when you have an officer involved shooting, that those officers are removed from any other officers. And they go and talk to a different set of individuals who will help them process and de-escalate the situations mentally. Well, a couple of the officers were actually talking to other police officers on the scene, which is a no-no. The other officer tried to come back in the house and body cams are on. So they're saying that all this stuff. So my thing is, first of all, why are you coming back in a crime scene? Because you know what the policy and procedures are. Daniel Cameron, the Attorney General, who's a brother. A lot of people had a lot of bad things to say about him. You know, when you try to cover things up and you try to cover things up for the law, in today's society, it's very difficult to do that because you have cameras, you have all types of technology, you have people who are going to whistleblow on you on the side. They're going to put all sorts of things out there. You have to be airtight in the things and the alibis that you try to do. You try to do wicked stuff because there's too many outlets for you to be exposed. And the arrogance of them to not even know and understand that the SWAT team had on their body cams. And he's asking questions about the crime scene inside Breonna Taylor's house. And then I'm listening to one of the police officers where Breonna Taylor's boyfriend has his hands in the air, standing up. He has this dog barking extremely loud. He's barking extremely loud. This man is, I know he's scared to death because you got this vicious dog barking and you got this man hollering about you're going to go to jail for life. First of all, who made you the judge? Who made you the prosecutor? You're a law enforcement officer. That's your only job, to enforce the law. But you don't even know what happened inside the house. You just came on the scene. So you had no idea what happened. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. These rogue police officers doing whatever they want to do. And the Attorney General seemed to cover it all up. Breonna Taylor, I mean, God rest her soul. Pray for her family. This cannot and should not happen. We have to hire police officers. And I don't care. I could care less. They need as much sensitivity training, diversity training. The whole training needs to be revamped or thrown out. Because there's no way to have officers who come on scene roguely and just do whatever they want to do. Unless this is the culture we're talking about. Unless we're hiring Ku Klux Klan members that just want to come down and just want to shoot up on black people. I mean, unless that's what's going on, I just don't know. But I would call for police officers. If you want to be a police officer, you have to go to college to be a police officer. That should be the requirement now. You have to get 4 years of education, diversity training, training on African-American studies, the whole gamut, history. You need to be doing with everything. Because you shouldn't walk out coming, you worked at Dairy Queen for 5 years, and all of a sudden you want to join the police force, and now they throw you in the inner city, and you in there with people that you don't know, you ain't seen, and it's crazy. And now you open up the gun, the first thing you do is shooting people. Nah. Make this job worthwhile. If we spending all this billions, no, we're not defunding the police. No, that's not going to happen. Some police budget cuts have been cut. Just recently read a story on AOL News that some of the budget has been cut, but defunding hasn't stopped. But why don't we take some of those funds, since you ain't going to defund, let's fund them to get some education and make it required that they take 25 to 30 hours of sensitivity and diversity training. This makes no sense. This young lady's 28, something like that, years old. And she's gone, shot up in her bed. Boyfriend, he's very fortunate. He didn't get gunned down. But I question, and I don't know, and I just read, why was only 3 police officers on this, you know, serving this no-knock warrant? That's all I want to know. Somebody could tell me that. I just want to know. 3 police officers on a no-knock warrant. Interesting. Drug bust. You would think it would be more. And then where were their body cams? What's the use of... question. What's the use of having a body cam if you're going to turn it off? Or have the capability of turning it off? Should not be. If a police officer turns off his body cam, he should get terminated immediately. Pension revoked. I guarantee you body cams won't go off then. One of the officers I just saw on the news has a GoFundMe because he got fired. Helped with his retirement. A GoFundMe? Are you joking? You have to be kidding me. A woman is dead and you're talking about GoFundMe. That's the arrogance. Black people, we've been getting cheated. Just got to put that out there. We've been getting cheated. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Whoever's doing that GoFundMe for him, crowdfund, whatever it is, you should be ashamed of yourself and you should be shut down tomorrow or you should kick him right off the GoFundMe. There's no way that should happen. The arrogance of that person to do that. In wake of this young lady being murdered. The ink isn't even dry yet. The Attorney General from Kentucky, now he wants an additional week before he submits the transcripts. I think that's kind of interesting, you ask me. Because he wants to protect the witnesses and their information and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, why does it take you a whole week? I wondered, hopefully everything is in that grand jury. Hopefully there's nothing taken out of there that's pertinent. Because we know people are good at doing that, and they can do voiceovers, and they can do all sorts of things with technology today. You just hope that it doesn't happen. I'm getting sick of it. And I know other people are damn sure tired of it going on. This is, and I'll say this. Best thing about technology is that we can see things happening today. I'll put it to you like this. Things have been going on, been taking place. It has not stopped. These are things that have been going on since Reconstruction era, since slavery ended. All that, the Jim Crow laws, black codes, police brutality, people, racism, bigots, all this sort of stuff has been going on. It's been happening. But it's time for it to stop. At what point are we going to stop it? And, you know, it's no matter who the president's been, it's been happening. No matter your local governments, the inner cities, it's been going on until we weed out those people. And it starts at the very, very beginning at the hiring process. And you need to hire people, right? Because if you said a 4-year college degree is required, guess what? That's what would happen. None of that foolishness would take place because you have people who want to be police and you can easily screen them. And when it's time to join the police force, yeah, we know who's who. But this is too serious right now. And let me shoot this out to the taxpayers of the city of Louisville, Kentucky, paying out $12 million. That's your taxpayer dollar. It's your dollars. You got to pay that out to Breonna Taylor and her family and her attorneys. That's your money. So if that's your money, okay, and there's a police, 2 or 3 police officers who have gross misconduct and kill and murder someone, that money's coming out of you. And your money could be going in other places besides to murderous police officers who now your money has to be paid to families as restitution. That's ridiculous. It's happening too. I could probably count up. If you count up how much money has been doled out so far, and we're not even talking about George Floyd, what happened in Minnesota. That probably goes into the hundreds of millions of dollars. But in a payout to the family, I'm sure it's going to be huge. But think about what happened to the city of Minnesota. How much money had to be paid out because of these clowns. Because of one individual. It's an effect on everything else. One person cost that city probably billions, man hours, police hours. What about police that are and essential workers that's being dragged into that foolishness because of the one person? One. Then we talk, we still got COVID-19 out there. So all this stuff going on, we in the middle of a pandemic, a lot of confusion. Some people like confusion in order to push their agenda through. Don't forget that. People like they have their agenda. They like to have their agendas pushed through when it's a lot of confusion because people aren't really paying attention. And if you think about it, people aren't paying attention about the elections. We don't know what's going on. What's actually going on with our country right now? Like, for real. Like, what's happening? What happened to the borders, the wall that was supposed to be put up? Like, really, what happened to that? I just don't know. What about our trade agreements? What's going on with that? What about, our health care? What about that? We just have nothing going on. I mean, I don't know what's happening with this country. It's like you get up every day, you go through your daily routine, and you go back in your house and you go to sleep and you relax. I mean, it's really nothing going on we know of that's substantial. That we can say, you know what, this president or this administration made things much better. What is Joe Biden going to do? What are these people going to do? So I don't know. When I look at it, I try to keep a positive mental attitude as much as possible. But you want to be educated. You want to know what's going on. A lot of people are want to protect themselves because they don't know what's going to happen after the November general election. President Trump saying that it could be months. Listen, get out the office. If you don't win, get out. You don't need to be in there. Stop all that. Don't be a sore loser. It's like your baby with a pacifier in your mouth crying because you can get a piece of candy. Chill. Just saying, man, come on. At some point, we got to, we got to be better than that. We got to be better than that. So I'm going to look forward to it and hopefully this information comes out about Breonna Taylor, and this grand jury was presented to the grand jury by the Kentucky Attorney General. Brother, I'm going to need you to get your stuff together, man. For real. This is bigger than what you think it is. Bigger than that. You think you holding the flag, bro? Nah. That flag could be turned against you. Just know that. And they could care less about it. So, hey, this is your man, Jeff Thomas, on the Jeff Thomas Show. Hey, thank everybody for tuning in. Appreciate you for listening to my voice. I know I'm a little, today I'm just hyped up. I'm hyped today because, man, it's just a lot of stuff going on. Follow us on Facebook, the Jeff Thomas Show. Make sure you get in, like our page, like the page, follow the page. You can also, of course, I'm on Instagram. If you want to follow me at the Jeff Thomas Show, at any place where you get your podcast, iTunes, give us a review, man. Go in and give us a review. Rip me apart if you want to. Hey, you don't like what JT's saying? Rip me one. I'm cool with it. My wife ripped me harder than that, so. Hey, I ain't worried about it. If I could take it from her, y'all just small cookies. So, you know, go in, rip me apart if you need to. Get us on Stitcher. If you got Stitcher downloaded, Spotify, you can find us in there. So make sure you get into our podcast and like what we do. And if you like what we do it right here on the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm excited about, you know, the things that are coming up. And I'm going to get into some sports. So I know, yeah, JT got to get into the sports because I know we put a lot of heavy political stuff on you in the first half. Now the second half, we got to give you some stuff. So without further ado, we're going to talk about the NBA and what's going on in the championship in the bubble. Yeah. The Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers. Man, let me just say something right now. I was so mad at the Miami Heat yesterday. It was ridiculous. All that tough talk, all that we're gritty, we're one, we're this, we're gonna battle hard and play tough defense, Eastern Conference basketball, and they go out there and let LeBron James and Anthony Davis just pushed them around and beat them up. I got my man with the headband on the Lakers. I thought he was in White Man Can't Jump, but he out there balling. Come on, Miami. What are you doing? It's Miami and L.A., two of the sexiest cities going. I would give a little more grittiness to the Miami Heat. Because you're down there, you know, the brothers with the dreads, you know, it's tough and everything. Man, y'all flaked out yesterday, man. Y'all let Anthony Davis run shot over you. And let me just say this. Bam on a Bayou or whatever. Yeah, I think that's his name. You too big to let LeBron James just go and just shoot a ball uncontested. What is wrong with today's NBA? Mind you, I picked the Lakers to win this series. But I'm just saying, what is the problem? Today's NBA players just allow players to take shots at the bucket. Watching Michael Jordan back in the day, Detroit Pistons, it wasn't just for Michael Jordan, it's for anybody. The Detroit Pistons did not let you just come down the lane and shoot. You had to earn that bucket. Philadelphia 76ers back in the day when they had Moses Malone and Daryl Dawkins, Dr. J, even Charles Barkley, they didn't let you just go shoot. Shaq, when he was playing, he just didn't let you come down the lane and just easy layups. I'm seeing players back out of the way. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, what are y'all really not doing? Are y'all scared of LeBron? I know some of y'all was young boys when LeBron was coming up. You know, he's been in the league for 17 years. I know some of y'all probably like 5 years old when LeBron first got in the league, 6 or 7 years old. Y'all look up to LeBron. But come on, man. He got to earn that basket. He played a great game. Can't take that away from him. He played an excellent basketball game. What I expected. Anthony Davis, Chi-Town, baby. Got his Chi-Town stand up. Got to give him his props. He balled. Hey, he's a little fragile. I mean, Anthony Davis is basically, I don't know what you call him. Is he a center or is he a power forward, small forward, point guard? The dude can shoot threes. He reminds me of Kevin Durant, just doesn't have the ball handling skills like Kevin Durant. 7'4". except for talking Andrew Davis, 6'10". But still, he doesn't. He's not as fluid as Kevin Durant. But he can create his own shot. So once again, LeBron James has his, well, I can't even call Anthony Davis Robin. He's more like Batman. I got to put them equal. LeBron still, hey, you know, in this era, LeBron is the best thing going. He is the MVP. But they may as well, to me, let me just lay this out. Variables. You're playing in the bubble. There are no fans. I don't care about the virtual fans. That's garbage. You have no fans. You're not traveling. So think about this game. You'd be traveling from L.A. to Miami. You'd be going back and forth. So that plane ride is about 4.5-5 hours. I think I talked about this last week. But there are no variables there. LeBron is well-rested because he had about 3 months off. But he's straight. Anthony Davis, any injuries he had, he's together. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to run through this. Jimmy Butler, he'd probably bring the prices down on that coffee. Because I'm just saying, right now, man, that ain't working for you, bruh. It's not working for you. And as it stands right now, look like y'all might get swept. Now, I know the Miami Heat fans don't want to hear that. And, you know, they got, oh, yeah, LeBron, you know, LeBron is a traitor. Well, whatever. LeBron gave y'all a championship. He gave y'all a couple championships. So y'all got to be happy about that. But all I'm saying is this. If y'all don't get it together these next couple of games, it's going to be over with. And yes, I'm putting an asterisk by this championship, and I don't care what people say. There has to be an asterisk by it. Why does it have to be an asterisk? For the points that I just laid out. There are no variables in it. Just play a basketball in the gym. You might as well be at the YMCA or at the Boys and Girls Club playing basketball. The Park District. There is nothing there that would change momentum. There's nothing there that would help sway that. You know when you got your home court and you at your building and you hitting threes, you draining threes, that energy from the fans is tremendous. So I'll be hard-pressed to see if the Miami Heat come back with any kind of victory. I just can't see it right now. They look scared. They was hobbling around. Jimmy Butler hurt his ankle. Dragic is out. He don't know if he had plantar fasciitis, tore his foot up or whatever. It's all kind of stuff going on right now, man. This just doesn't even make sense. I just have to put it out there. This team, Miami Heat, you did well for the East, but you're not beating the Lakers or LeBron James. It's not happening. It's just not happening right now. And I'm so glad. Oh, you know, I like Inside the NBA. I like Kenny. I like Ernie. Charles sometimes, Shaq sometimes. But I'm so glad I have to hear them. I don't want to hear their commentary. So that's the best part about it. So on ABC, we got Mark Jackson. We got some people who actually know some real basketball talking on that show. So I'm going to be curious to see. And I know Adam Silver is talking about the NBA starting up like in January of next year. I'm curious to see how this season goes into next season. Because what's going to happen? I mean, we don't know what's going on with COVID, so we really don't know. January, I guess, is a benchmark for everybody. First it was October, then it was November, December was the benchmark. Now everybody's saying January, in which they'll be able to do things. So it'll be very interesting to see how this all shakes out in the near future with the NBA basketball. So that's JT's take on this. Of course, you got the Major League Baseball that's playing right now. And I'm looking at it right now. The White Sox are getting whooped. I'm a Cubs fan. They got whooped yesterday. Like the White Sox, they're Chicago. So I got the roll with Chicago. We're getting beat right now. We were winning. Looked up. Now we're losing to the Oakland A's. This is crazy. Come on, man. It's the playoffs. Hey, the Sox lose today. They're done. Come on, man. But Sox is a young team. They had a great season. Chicago White Sox. I'm Chicago Cubs fan. So, you know, but hey, baseball. It is what it is. All right. Now, we got football coming up tonight. Let me just tell you this. Who programs Thursday Night Football? Who programs it? Fire them immediately. I'm just saying. There's no way that football on Thursday night should be boring. NFL football should be boring. But it is what it is, man. And I have a hard time watching NFL football on Thursday nights. I just can't do it. Unless it's the Bears, a team that's close to me that I like, Kansas City, I could watch them on Thursday night. But I'm going to get into my picks. Yeah. I'm going to give my picks, man, my NFL picks for this week. And, you know, there's a... Well, I'll just say this. My fantasy picks are doing well. Let me tell y'all, before I get into the NFL stuff, let me go to my fantasy league, man. I got a pretty good squad. You all, you know, if you get a chance, send me a message, you know, via, let me see, where is my fantasy league at, man? I got my stuff, you know. Let me, I can't find my fantasy football. Anyway, let me just go real quick. I got, man, who's my quarterback? You know what I did? I picked up Nick Foles. Y'all all right with that? Philly fans? Yeah, boy. We got your quarterback. Super Bowl winning quarterback, Nick Foles, the Bears. Y'all see what he did last week with the Chicago Bears. I was ecstatic. When I first saw, I was watching the game. My brother-in-law was over and he was barbecuing. Man, he made the bomb lamb chops. Straight up. Lamb chops off the rip. Rack of lamb, you know, I really don't do the rack of lamb, but whew, those lamb chops were ridiculous. I mean, they were juicy. They were perfect lamb chops. So I got to kind of figure out how he did that. And of course, he made some ribs too. It's coming out with the seasons too. I can't wait till the seasons come out. And I'll definitely share that on the Jeff Thomas Show when it comes out. But let me go to my fantasy team, man. Let me tell y'all who I got right here. I got Kyler Murray doing big things for me. Kareem Hunt, James Conner, Pittsburgh Steelers. Got D-Hop, Arizona Cardinals. Let me say something. Houston Texans head coach, fire yourself. Fire yourself today. How you let go D-Hop, one of the best receivers, top three receivers in the NFL? How do you let him go? You see your team is struggling now. Okay. Just so you know, when come time for next year, you need to relieve yourself. Got Mike Evans, Tampa Bay Bucks. I'm a roll with Bucks. Yeah, shout out to BA, my old college coach, Bruce Arians, down there in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I had to bring back Gronk because my tight end got hurt from San Francisco, so I had to bring him back. I got Justin Jefferson, wide receiver. I just picked him up now for those fantasy people out there. He put up 30 points last week. Whew! The rook out of LSU. Yeah, I picked him up this weekend. I had to put DeSean Jackson, the Philadelphia Eagle. Nothing. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Just bad things happen in Philly. That was the president said. Bad things happen in Philly. So I had to put DeSean on the bench. Of course, I got my Temple alumni, Brandon McManus, the kicker. I got him. And I set the Ravens defense last week because I knew that Patrick Mahomes was going to light them up. So I set them, and I pulled up Tampa Bay Bucks defense, which actually scored well for me, gave me 16 points. On my bench, I just recently picked up Nick Foles. I got Burkhead out of New England because my running back, Tariq Cohen for the Chicago Bears, he's out for the season. So I had to make some changes there. Get well, Tariq. Hope everything gets better with you. Seki, tight end out of Miami. I had just picked him up. I needed another tight end. Got the Buccaneers defense. I got Faber and the kicker out of Houston. So I picked up some players. Y'all let me know what y'all think of my team. Y'all can let me know on the Facebook page, on the Jeff Thomas Show Facebook page on Facebook. Let me know what you think about my fantasy team. If it's good, not, or you can drop me a DM on Instagram at the Jeff Thomas Show. Let me know if you think my squad is garbage, which I think is good. I'm 2-1 so far. First week, it was a little shaky, but now I'm back at it. And I'm undefeated, I might say, in fantasy football. Since I've been playing the last 6 years, I have not lost. I've won championships every year. I know it takes to win. I know how to win. So, hey, you know, it is what it is. Just saying, people. Let's go to this week's games. All right. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now. This is week four. So, we heard Tennessee Titans. I think they had to shut down because of the COVID. They had all these players that tested. Had a few players that tested positive for COVID. So, their game is going to be pushed back. Week, and let me pull up my NFL schedule. Let me give you my picks, who I'm going to select for this week coming up. This is week four, And tonight, this is a snoozer coming on tonight. The 0-3 Denver Broncos versus the 0-3 New York Jets. That's what I'm talking about. Who's programming Thursday Night Football? It's ridiculous. Nobody's going to be watching that tonight unless you live in New York or Denver. So they're going to be part of people in New York listening to it. It's just crazy. But in that, I'm going to pick the New York Jets to win that. And the only reason I'm picking the Jets to win is because they're at home. That's the only reason. Jets at home. The quarterback, Donaldson, you know, come on, man. They fired my guy, my Temple alumni brother and football brother, Todd Bowles. Why did you fire Todd? Because your team and you come on. Your coach is trash. Le'Veon Bell hasn't done anything since he's been there. Like, what is going on with the Jets? Who cares? Jets going to win tonight, though. All right? Now, let me see. Let me go here. Who we have next? The Bears and the Colts. My Chicago Bears. You know what? People say I'm not a Bears fan. Right? Let me just stop this right now. I am a Bears realist. Okay? I've seen what the Chicago Bears organization has not done. But I am happy that I am seeing them do now is make changes. So when the Chicago Bears went to Nick Foles after Mitch Trubisky threw that interception in the third quarter, I was joyful. My son's like, oh, Dad, now you're a Bears fan. I'm like, hello? I didn't like the quarterback. I didn't like Jay Cutler when he was in the Bears uniform. They were not the people to be the Chicago Bears quarterbacks. Bears traditionally have a horrible draft when drafting quarterbacks. They've been terrible. Terrible. So I'm not going to sugarcoat anything with my Chicago teams. If you're winning, fine. If you're losing, that's okay sometimes if it's not your fault. But if you didn't draft right, Ryan Pace, yeah, he drafted this. No. As long as Patrick Mahomes keeps throwing touchdowns, it's going to always be thrown in Ryan Pace's face. Okay? Just know that. But okay, let me get to it. All right. Saints versus the... I'm going to pick the Chicago Bears over the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to say it's going to be probably 2017. I think the Bears will get to the quarterback. I think they're going to do an excellent job. I'm sound like Donald Trump. Excellent job. Bears win. You know, just good work. They do good job. Work. Bears win. You know, they beat the Colts. Colts just doesn't have it. It's in Indianapolis. What's in Indianapolis? You know, it's just there. So, Chicago Bears going to win that. 2 hours away. Not that far. Saints versus Lions. This is a toss-up. Saints aren't as good as people thought they were. They're not that good. Lions, you just don't know what you're going to get, man. Lions, I know you wish you would have kept Jim Caldwell. Hello. Jim Caldwell, remember him? The brother coach you fired? Yeah. Probably want to bring him back. That's when you had your last winning season when he was under the helm. I'm taking the Saints. Chargers versus Buccaneers. I'm never going against Bruce Arians. Ever. Even if he plays against the Bears. I'm going with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady, and Bruce Arians over the Chargers. I know that's a stretch, but I'm going to take them. All right? Jaguars and the Bengals. I like the Bengals just a little bit better. Got a rookie quarterback. You know, he's okay. Joe Burrow is coming around. I give him a lot of credit. For a young guy, he's doing much better than I thought he would do in the NFL. Of course, he's a hometown kid, but, you know, in Ohio, so I know that works. I'm taking Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Texas versus Vikings. Deshaun Watson, man, that's my guy. Nothing but love for him. Wish the Bears would have drafted him. I thought the Bears were going to draft him when he was at Clemson his freshman year. I remember him playing. I said, hopefully the Bears get this kid. Vikings have underachieved, just not have gotten it done. They have not gotten it done. I don't know. Coach there, you know, you've been there long enough. A lot of talent in Minnesota. Coach, you got to win at some point. You got to win. But I'm taking the Texans and Deshaun Watson, despite Bill O'Brien, their head coach. Deshaun Watson, pull it out, baby. Seattle Seahawks versus the Dolphins. This ain't even close. You got the potential MVP in Russell Wilson. Him and the second lady, Sierra Wilson. Hey, going with Russ right now. He going to smash the Dolphins, man. It ain't even close. I get at 45-10. I know how to get scores for the other one, but I'm going to go 45-10. Seahawks over Dolphins. The Browns versus the Cowboys. Why Nothing good in Cleveland. But you had good in Cleveland left, LeBron. Cleveland Browns? Come on, man. Versus the Dallas Cowboys, who people say are America's team. Why? They're not America's team. I didn't claim them. Who claimed them? I'm going to take the Cowboys over the Browns. Cardinals versus Panthers. Rolling with the Cardinals. I got Kyler Murray. Shout out to Matt Rhule, former Temple coach, and a lot of that coaching staff and a lot of Temple players on that Panthers team. But I'm going to roll with the Cardinals. I think they're better. I think the Cardinals will get that one done. Ravens, this is the Battle of 95. Baltimore Ravens versus the Washington football team. I'm going with the Ravens. I started their defense this week. I think they're going to make that rookie, he's not a rookie quarterback anymore for the Washington Redskins, but I think they're going to put pressure on that young quarterback all day long. Giants versus the Rams. Rams, baby. Rams playing ball right now. I'm going with the Rams. They are a potential Super Bowl favorite come out of the NFC. So I'm going to go with the Rams. Patriots and the Chiefs. Woo, prime time, baby. We got Cam Newton versus my quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. That's going to be a barn burner for the days. I'm going with Kansas City, though. I just don't think. But Cam Newton's balling. Cam Newton is balling right now. He's showing people what he was going to do. Bill versus Raiders. Man, I want to get into that stadium. Next time me and my baby, we go to Las Vegas, we got to get to that stadium. Hopefully COVID is gone, but I want to see what that new stadium looks like. I don't know if they're playing their stadium or not, but if they are, I think they are. I'm taking the Bills, though. Bills going to win that game. They're playing great football. Quarterback is playing excellent football right now. They're going to win. Eagles versus 49ers. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. That's crazy. Donald Trump said that the other night. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Where did he get that from? Like, how did he pick out Philadelphia and say bad things happen in Philadelphia? He must have had a bad experience there. Eagles versus 49ers. You know, Carson Wentz isn't playing well right now. He just isn't. I don't know what's going on in Philly with the quarterback situation. They need to get it together right now. And I don't know if he's going to get benched, but if he's injured, I don't know what's happening. But Carson Wentz is just not playing well. Do they need to go to Jalen Hurts? I mean, is that something that they need to do? You know, they may need to look at that. But the 49ers, their quarterback is out. Tight ends are gone. I don't know. I'm going to take the Eagles in this game. It's a Sunday night game. So I'm going to roll with the E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles! Man, that's what Eagles fans just say in the stands. Dude, you talking about some rude fans? The fans are rude. For real. I sat in the Eagles stadium. Anytime you throw snowballs at Santa Claus, you bogus. Let's put it out there. You bogus as hell. You snowball Santa Claus. You wrong for that. Then we got the Falcons versus the Packers. Hey, all you got to do is spot the Falcons 30 points and you're going to win the game. It's just what it is. The Bears came back from them and the Cowboys came back from large deficits and beat the Falcons. And, you know, I'm a Bears fan through and through. But let me just tell you this. My man Aaron Rodgers is balling for the Green Bay Packers. He balling. So I'm picking the Green Bay Packers to win this game, hands down. So, you know, those are my NFL picks for the week. Make sure if any of my picks are wrong, Eagles fans, y'all want to come. Anybody come rip me apart, man. I can take it. Make sure, man, you follow our show. Make sure you tune in. Keep our show on your podcast list. I appreciate it for anybody that listens in. I appreciate the time that you spend to take some time out to listen to what I have to say. And hopefully I've said something that will enlighten you and something you can take back or something that you wanted to hear that will help you move forward. But again, you can follow our show page. I'll just give you our social media really quick. You follow our show page on Facebook, The Jeff Thomas Show. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Jeff Thomas Show. On Twitter, it's Jeff Thomas Show on Twitter. And then you can download our podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and we're probably going to be up on iHeartRadio within the next week or so. So when that drops, I will definitely let everybody know that you can catch our podcast on iHeartRadio as well. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to our show. Make sure you check me out next Tuesday, man, and I'll be going IG Live tomorrow. On the Jeff Thomas Show page on Facebook Live on the Jeff Thomas Show page. So make sure you get in there, check it out, like the page, and you can also find the podcast there as well. Hey, people, you have a great weekend. Be safe out there, man. You know, I will say this. Some of these people, man, since COVID's been happening, y'all drive like nuts. I'm trying to figure out, like, what is going on? Did y'all forget how to drive at the time you were sitting in the house? You could, I mean, come on. Y'all driving worse than old men and old, the seniors. You're flying through, driving, weaving out, merging incorrectly, almost crashing into trucks. Calm down, man. Y'all crazy out there. Hey, listen, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. Love you all. You all have a great week. Hey, peace out to all those people out there. You stay safe. Much love. Peace.